Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I've got a special episode here for you today, and I am super excited. I'm interviewing one of my clients, Dania Hurley. You guys know I love my clients, and Dania is no exception. She has been an absolutely amazing client. She's a new coach, and I'm so pleased that she's agreed to join me on this call. Dania, thank you for joining me on this podcast. It's one of the places that new and not so new coaches come for inspiration. And by having you as a guest, they're going to get to hear your message, and they're going to be reminded about what's possible for them too. So before we dive in, let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a life and wellness coach. She helps people manage stress and anxiety to bring more ease and health into their lives. She believes that mindset work and getting organized are half the battle, and that balance and moderation are key. Let me also tell you that she's a high achiever. And I've noticed this is a theme amongst my clients, high achievers, doers, people who are really motivated to succeed. If you tell them what to do, they go and they do it. And this can be also a recipe for stress and overdoing and lack of balance at its extreme, burnout. And that's one of the reasons that she's going to be a great guest to talk to today. So if you've been listening for a while, my guess is you're either a type A or what I call a hidden type A. And a hidden type A is someone who pretends to be relaxed on the outside, but in reality, you're stressed and you're driven to succeed inside. And I should know because I'm one of them too. Dania is a great reminder that we can create balance. Balance doesn't mean giving up who we are. It means learning how to care for ourselves enough to know when it's time to recharge and when it's time to hit the gas. She talks a lot about balance. Balance also means work and relaxation, fun and rest. But so many of us just work, work, work. Now, Dania's got a gift to help you find balance so you can be healthier and enjoy your life and create even more success in all of the areas of your life. Oh, and one more thing, she lives in Ohio, and I love this. This is so much fun. You guys know I love talking to people all over the world, and we're going to talk about that a little bit too. So when we met, she had taken some coach training, and she was really excited to get started. She's one of my private clients, and she learned how to sign her first paying clients. And you guys know, this is one of the biggest hurdles that new coaches face. Dania, thanks again for joining me here today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's get started. Tell me a little bit about you and your life.
Well, like you said, I live in the Midwest, and right now we are dealing with an awful lot of snow. It's probably colder in the winter and warmer in the summer than a lot of people think of for the Midwest. I think people think the Midwest is pretty boring overall, but it can be a little exciting as far as weather. In the last 2 days, we've had something like, I think two and a half feet dropped on us. So it's cold and it's snowy today.
Wow. Wow. And then plus we've got this polar vortex thing right now. It's probably made it even more snowy, hasn't it?
No, but I can tell you that as sunny as it is today, it is definitely colder. I think it dropped 10 degrees overnight.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So because I've got this audience of international coaches, there's like, I don't know, I think I'm at 45 countries so far that listen to this podcast. So people all over the world, what would you share with somebody who's never been to Ohio before? What's one thing that you might share?
Well, we do have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Ohio is, it is calm. It is a, there's a vibe here of pretty laid back relaxation. People read that as boring, especially because we don't have, you know, we're not LA, we're not New York, but it doesn't have to be boring and there's always something going on.
Mm, cool. I love that. Also the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's like amazing, right? I wonder if we can see that on the internet. Do you think they have like virtual tours on the internet?
I was just wondering about that when you said that. We should look into this.
Yeah, that makes me wonder. Okay, I'm going to check into that. And if they do, I'm going to put a link in the episode notes so that we can check it out. So
sounds good.
Tell me about the kinds of people that you help. What's your niche?
Well, I generally, I myself, as we've discussed in our coaching, I come through a lot of anxiety and depression in my life. So I know that it is a condition and it is something you live with. You can medicate for it or not, but one way or another, you have to learn how to live with it and manage it and get things done despite it. And I also know that things like excitement can tip over into anxiety if you're not careful, because they live right next door to each other. So living with and managing with anxiety and trying to live a good, happy life, that can take some, again, as you said, balance. And that is basically where I fit in. I help people because I have anxiety myself. I can help people set their goals, decide who and what they want to be, and get there and give them a path through the anxiety or around it. It is all about gaming your own system and working with your own brain wiring. And that's where I can help people. Yeah. And I've also been interested lately in the idea of, I am 51 years old and I probably don't live or look like most people, including my own stereotype of a 50-year-old. So I'm kind of interested in working with people around my age who are maybe feeling old and would like to not feel old, but just to kind of, I don't know, get some newness back into their life. Some energy.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, so I think this is interesting. There's these two places, and in some places, those people will overlap for sure. On the topic of anxiety, what I think is really interesting is that when you understand more about anxiety and that you can manage it, that it's not a stop sign, that it's a place where you have to learn how to go down a new road to support yourself, I think that that's a really different approach than lots of people are used to. And who better to help coach somebody with anxiety than somebody who's been on that road and knows what it feels like? I haven't seen the numbers, but I know that there are a ton of people with anxiety. And honestly, I think the first piece that's the most important is that lots of people don't admit it. Like they just kind of hide it away. And by, you know, sort of coming out and talking about it, saying there's ways to accept yourself and ways to work around it, it gets rid of some of that shame. As soon as you can eliminate some of that shame, now you can see how to deal with it, how you can create more of the kind of life that is what you want instead of always holding back. And then the second piece about, you know, what's it like to be a 50 odd year old person and feel good and feel energized and feel fresh and excited about life? I don't know about you, but this is a couple of years ago. I saw one of these old newspaper articles, and it was written for, I think, 40-year-olds in the day, and how they should be looking forward to sitting on the porch with their grandchildren in a rocker. And it was, for me, it was like the sound of fingernails on a blackboard. I was like, what? You're supposed to just sit back and not do anything, not live a life, right? Like, I've got all these years left. I'm not going to sit around. You know, not everybody's going to have grandchildren, but we all get to choose to have a life that we want. And so I think that that's a really interesting approach too. And I don't know, you're probably going to be listening to only the audio of this, but if you could see the video of this, I'll make sure that we've got a screenshot in the blog post. You're going to see this great blue couch that she sits on. She's got great hair. And Dania loves rock and roll, you know, like all adults do, right? So anyway, I think that there's a lot to be said here for this niche, and that it's time for people to go, hey, just because I'm 50 doesn't mean that I don't get to choose how I want to be in my life, right? So tell me more about coaching. Where did you take your coach training? What do you really enjoy about that coaching as a skill and as a profession?
Well, I got my coach certification. I am a certified health and wellness coach through the American Fitness Professionals and Associates. And I really enjoyed that. I'm not going full on health coach, at least not at the moment. I feel that people tend to think that you're a personal trainer when you say you're a health coach. I am not. I'm so not. As a matter of fact, there is a blog post I have up on my blog right now that is about how to fit exercise into your day in 5 and 10 minute increments. So I'm so not a fitness professional, personal trainer. But the wellness end of it is something I've always been passionate about, because wellness encompasses absolutely everything. And I kind of feel like just life coaching as it is wellness coaching. Mm. Because if you can help somebody be inspired and give them some solid coping mechanisms and things to, like, touchstones to move forward in their life, to get to where they're happier, that is wellness. Mm. Yeah. And anything involving like nutrition or, you know, just making positive, happy, life affirming choices for yourself is part of both as well.
Right. You said something about touchstones. What is that? Like, what's an example of a touchstone that you might use with a client?
That's a really good question. Like, sometimes with all of us, like, if we've got a struggle in a particular area, we kind of feel lost. Like, maybe we've tried 20 things and none of the 20 things have worked. Mm. Or maybe we haven't tried anything. We don't know where to begin. A touchstone is something that, like, it's a lifeline someone can throw you, or that you can find yourself. That is, there's your starting place. There's the thing that will keep you, like, this is where I start. And you can always go back to that. Hmm. Like, when I first, like, I have lost 75 pounds in the last few years. Probably my first touchstone was logging calories on my Fitness Pal, because I didn't know where else to begin. I just thought, well, maybe I ought to start with this. And I've always come back to that whenever I've had a problem since. And it's helped me kind of reorient. Hmm. It's a concrete thing I know I can start with.
Right. It's kind of like home base in a way.
Mm-hmm. Is that, yeah.
Like, you know, this is the place that you can start, right?
Mm-hmm. There is, and there's so many other things as well. But sometimes it's just an idea, sorry, that you can, like, this would be a good place to start with.
Okay. And so I think that that's really interesting too. And I know that you've got a real practical side as well. So when people coach with you, yeah, you help them with mindset and all of that important stuff, but then also this practical thing, like, what do I actually do when I'm not on a call with you? How do I make a start? Like, give me something to actually do so that I know that I'm making progress with time, right?
Right. That is part of why I've enjoyed coaching with you, is because you are equal parts mindset and inspiration and practicality. Like, you feel grounded. Mm. You help me feel grounded by telling me these are concrete things you need to know, and here's how to do some of them. But then you also have me working on mindset and inspiration. And that, like, I don't feel like coaching is as effective as it can be without both.
Interesting. Yeah. And I appreciate that too. I'm always super practical. I'm always trying to find the place where you roll up your sleeves and you just kind of do something, like, so that, yeah, sometimes it's hard to describe, but it's like, for me anyway, it's almost like I can't access all of the mindset stuff if I haven't made a start in my life. And then I can finally actually start on the thought processes around it. So it's super interesting. So is there anything else? Let me just look here. You guys, I always start with a list of questions for the person that I'm interviewing. And as you know, I don't have a lot of experience interviewing people. So I want to make sure that I've asked Dania everything that I thought you guys would like to know. Anything else? Oh, so you know what? I have my one last question. And I want to, it's not particular to coaching necessarily, but I want to say, if you could turn back time, what advice would you give to your 20-year-old self? What do you think?
My 20-year-old self is not coachable. There is no one more in need of good life advice than this woman, and there's no one less likely to take it. She was a hot mess, but coming up around 35, that me is coachable. Right. And the thing I would say to her is, and this was so needed back then, and I just stumbled into it, if I could help her with advice, it would be find your tribe. Find the people who are the people that you want to be around and be like. Watch them, model their behavior, learn from them. Raise your standards. You can be a better person like you want to be.
That feels like it's got this message of hope as well, you know, that it's never, it's never too early or too late to decide who you want to be, and that you can be that person. You just need to make a start. You just need to decide, right?
And you need to see it in front of you.
Oh, especially, so you need that role model.
If you don't have that in your life currently, and maybe never have, it can be hard for you to envision what that would be like, being that person. But if you can find somebody in your life who is that person, or who has aspects of it, then you can see how, I need to do that.
Okay. It's kind of like really a guide. It's like a guide and a role model sort of rolled into one.
Exactly.
That's interesting. It's funny because I don't know if you do this, but I do this as well. There are people who are my mentors and they have no idea that I exist. You know, online people that I'm like, wow, no. I really like how they do that. I really like their philosophy. And I don't necessarily follow them forever, but for that time, for that season. And then I learn what I can from them. And you know, you just never know, right? Who's listening, who's watching. And so, you know, my guess is that you are that guide for some of your clients too. You know, you're that person that they can look at and go, oh, if I do these things a little bit different, if I think this way a little bit different, there's hope for me too. What do you think about that?
I would love that to be able to just be able to lead by example, live by example, and maybe give someone some hope.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. This has been so great. And you know, it's interesting always hearing about your experience. And I so appreciate your courage coming on here and sharing with us about anxiety. That is showing me, and I think it'll show the listeners as well, the courage that it takes to come forward and be vulnerable with people. And I just so appreciate that you shared that. You didn't need to tell us that you have suffered from anxiety and that you still do from time to time, but that's going to change somebody's life. You know, just hearing it. Yeah. Just hearing it, knowing that they're not alone and that they can learn a different way as well. So like I said, it's been so interesting hearing about your journey. And I really just want to recognize the courage that you brought to this conversation. Now, I also want to make sure that the listeners who resonate with your message have a way to find you and continue the conversation. So how can someone find you online?
I have a website. I'm not under my own name online. I'm under illuminationlifecoaching.com.
Okay.
So you can find me there. And if you want to work with me, you can either click the work with me link at the top of the page and schedule. There's a 20-minute, I believe, thing you can schedule for, and that will help you see if you want to work with me. We'll have a quick free session, see what your goals are. You can also just email me at info@illuminationlifecoaching.com. And you can find me on Instagram, Instagram.com/illuminationlifecoaching. And you can send me a DM through that as well. I'm open.
Oh, there's so many ways to get a hold of you. And also what I like is that you've got Illumination Life Coaching is everywhere, right? So that's amazing. I'm going to put all these links in the episode notes. And I know what happens is so often somebody is on transit listening and they're trying to find a pen and scribble down a note. And then that this way it's easy for them. So you guys, if you want to get in touch with Dania, if you want to have a conversation with her, have a look at these episode notes and you'll be able to click through. Now, one more thing. I think you have a free gift that you've got available that you would offer to any of the listeners who would like it. How do they get that and what is it?
Okay, so if you want to subscribe and when you get to my website, there should be a pop-up. You can just pop in your name and email address, join my email list, and in return, you'll get my PDF of how journaling can improve your life today. Basically, I am a big proponent of journaling. I feel like just getting things down on paper will get you organized, get your head in the right place every day if you need to. There's just so many different ways to journal, morning pages, bullet journaling, to-do lists, what have you, that it's a win-win. So I've made a little guide. It's only a few pages long, but it should straighten out all the different kinds of ways you can journal. And there will be there are a couple of blog posts that you can link to through the PDF. That will give you resources as well.
Gosh, it's like everything about journaling. So if you're one of those people who has been wanting to journal and you don't really know where to start, this is a place for you. This is like one of those touch bases or touch points that you were talking about before, right? This is your home base that you can come to find out more about journaling and how you can use it to feel better right away, like today, right? Super. So Dania, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. It has been an honor to speak with you. And I'm really excited to hear how your coaching business grows and how it continues to grow and evolve. I believe that we can all benefit from coaching. It is one of the fastest growing professions for a reason, right? It's because coaches help people create the life they want. And for me, it's exciting to know that more and more people are just not settling to live that life that was handed to them, that they're just not going to sit back and, you know, not deal with some of the tough things because there's more to life and they can have it. They're going to go out and they're going to choose and create something for themselves. And that's what coaches like us, we can help them with. Nobody is surprised to hear that our world is kind of messed up these days. And every time I hear of a coach or a client taking control of their own life and starting to make that impact that they're called to make, it just gives me hope. And I hope it does you as well. Dania, I know that you're going to help your clients transform their lives. It's incredible what is possible for you. And I know that your experience and your message is really going to help my listeners. It's been so much fun. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Candy.
Okay, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did, and I want to hear from you. What did you learn from this interview? Make sure to click through to the show notes and leave me a comment. And be sure to check out Dania's website and her Instagram. Following her on social is a great way to see what she's up to. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.